leaving Sapporo for Teruhiko Nagao. This had not happened before. You'd stopped your car askew outside the airport. Running to the check-in desk, I caught a girl's polite-voiced information. "I'm sorry, I'm afraid, sir, this flight has gone." And turning at a loss, I saw the tailplane taxi from its boarding gate. Then the feeling of falling back into a place with labels, lounges, luggage carousels had baffled and arrested me. The projects, a whole day's purpose dissipating to a huddle of executives wreathed in smoke. Outbound flight lists, merely waiting, I was too disaffected to view the famous lake, as if life itself had gone on standby and there'd be no escape to make. But all morning you were standing by, daylight thickened on the cafe window pane, a sheaf of tickets in my hand, I'd try this or that flight, destination or airline, anything it seemed to get into the sky, and failing, noticed, "Welcome to Hokkaido," once again. And when we met again, you'd be working on your sense of shame. Although I said it didn't much matter whether I reached home sooner or later, you said you'd always hold yourself to blame. Blame the unfinished expressway spur, polythene flounces on its elevated sections, the sculpture of its stanchions petrified from cloud, or blame that Monday morning traffic with queues as when a lorry shed its load, blame a continuous drizzling rain which taunted squeaky windscreen wipers down an approach road's outer lane, blame the unforeseen through which we live, this intimate running up against a sullen sky and chance encounter with a city fringe's detail. But yourself, forgive.